Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brooke.
And you're here with us on a Teachers Who Talk Crime
Podcast. Welcome to our teacher chat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, am I supposed to do it now?
I think you do it now.
Okay. We just chat because it's a teacher chat. So we are gonna chat because it's a teacher chat.
Yeah. We're recording at like 10 o'clock at night and I have to go to work tomorrow.
It's 11:14 over here.
Yeah. So I'm still in my pajamas. And that's okay because I could be in my pajamas if I want to.
Sure can.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to talk about PD. Mm. But first, I have something to tell you guys about a project that I'm working on.
Mm.
And I really, 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 really do need like your DMs and your feedback. I know we like, you know, y'all DM us all the time,
mm,
but I am looking for like certain ideas. So hear me out. Okay. State of Alabama just got a $4 million grant. Dang. for the virtual reality headsets,
mm-hmm,
for classrooms. There were three Alabama teachers that were selected and chosen to be a part of this.
In the whole entire state.
For Alabama, yeah.
And so three teachers in the whole entire state of Alabama.
Yes.
And did the teachers have to apply or were they just hand selected?
They were hand selected.
Wow. That must, wow.
Yes.
Wow. That, mm-hmm, must mean whoever got picked is the sugar honey iced tea, huh?
Yes.
Mm.
So I bring that up to say that Jessica Medley, my teacher bestie, okay, and I were two of the three that got selected.
The both of y'all. Yeah,
the both of us.
Together. That's correct. So,
yeah.
You can't tell them nothing. That's teacher of the year right there.
So, I'm really excited to be working with a company called Curio. Now, first of all, this is not just Alabama. All these programs that we are designing and creating are free to all teachers nationwide. Free.
It's on your side.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, it is. What's not free is obviously the VR headsets.
Mm.
But they're going to start in Alabama. And they are going to gift several teachers with classroom sets. Now, once this program is piloted in 2025,
mm-hmm,
it will then stretch to other states and you can buy the VR headsets with like grant money and district money and things like that. Just like you would a subscription to like Flowcabulary or Nearpod or any, mm-hmm, of that, right? So it's going to be accessible. The only thing your school is going to have to purchase is the headsets themselves.
Understood.
Not the subscription, not the program, not the lessons, nothing. Those are free right now as they get created for, mm-hmm, teachers, and you will never have to buy them. Now, where do I need your input? We are starting off in one subject. Well, it has a ton of things for other subjects. I'm obviously on the math side of this. We were chosen for the math part. And we are looking at geometry. Now, geometry has a ton of prerequisites all the way down to, I would even say, third grade when you start knowing your shape. Well, shapes are before third grade.
100%.
I was about
to
say.
My girls were singing about shapes when they were still in diapers.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm, geometry. And what we're doing right now is we are thinking about prerequisites to geometry standards that students would have to master to be able to do a geometry standard. Mm-hmm. We are thinking about the ninth grade geometry on up into high school, the, mm-hmm, eighth grade geometry, sixth grade. So all of the geometry standards.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to do is create lessons, interventions, mm-hmm. things like that. So what I'm looking for are just ideas. You as a teacher, what would you want to see in a virtual reality headset in your classroom to benefit your kids? And this can be your higher learners, your lower learners, your medium learners. Like, what ideas come to mind for virtual reality to assist you in the classroom? Like, and this could just, this is limitless, because my idea that I pitched to them was so out there and they loved it. And they were like, okay, that's doable. They told me the limit was endless. They were like, but that could be phase two. Mm. So you would be in, like, even if your idea was, you know, the extension activities for your higher learners, they're going to roll that out in phase two. What they're really looking for right now mm-hmm. are ideas for 20 to 30 minute lessons, interactive games, anything like that, mm-hmm. that kids could go to the back of the room, work in singles, work in partners, work in groups, because you would assign the lesson to the kids on the virtual reality headset. So like, you as a higher learner, Ashley, I could give you a completely different lesson than me, the lower learner, but you don't know what I'm looking at and I don't know what you're looking at.
Correct.
So I guess what I'm asking is, does anyone like have ideas that start to come to mind when you think of virtual reality in your class? Mm. So one example that I thought of was the Pythagorean theorem. Okay. We all know that Pythagoras is credited for the Pythagorean theorem. I hate Pythagoras. He was actually a cult leader. He stole the Pythagorean theorem. Whatever. He put his name on it. We won't go into that. History books say that Pythagoras is credited with the Pythagorean theorem. That originated in Greece, ancient Greece. So I was telling Ashley a second ago, why could my kids not put on a virtual reality headset and we take a virtual field trip back in time to ancient Greece mm-hmm. to see how they were actually using it back then versus how we use it now? And we can make that connection. And then that's a lesson that sticks with your kids longer than just taking notes on the Pythagorean theorem.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
So.
I like that.
Ideas like that.
Okay. But math, right?
Math, yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm. And don't worry about your grade level. Like, if you have a good idea, please send it to me. I would love to hear it. The company said I could promote it on the podcast. They also said for ideas that are tangible and can stick, the company, which is called Curio, C-U-R-I-O. If anybody wants to look it up and fact check me. This is all public knowledge too. It's a grant that's already been issued through the state. So they also said that I have permission to say any ideas that are tangible that the tech side approve of,
mm-hmm.
I can send you a $50 gift card for your classroom or whatever it may be.
Oh, look
so,
at that.
Yes. So let me know.
You better get your god in, y'all.
I know. If you have any ideas, if you just have a baseline idea and maybe you and I and Ashley, we could come together and brainstorm it and like get some more details, but even just something baseline would be awesome. So that's really all I know about the company. We're just now starting. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to launch in 2025. So we're just basically right now throwing out ideas, talking to the tech team, talking to the coding team, the engineering team, and trying to create these modules and these lessons
and
things like that.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're going to give you a lot of good ideas.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our listeners always come through, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And think about, like, because I know we have a ton of SPED teachers. That would be amazing if you could take your SPED knowledge and help me figure out lessons for SPED kids. Because mm-hmm. they don't want to be singled out every time mm-hmm. in a small group with manipulatives. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, that's super beneficial and we know that, but like, they want to participate in the cool VR headsets too.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So, agreed. Just something to think about. Okay. DM us. Let me know what you come up with.
Okay. Okay.
So, that was part one of our teacher chat. Part two is to talk about PD. And Ashley, take it away.
Hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. I couldn't tell you the last time I've been in a PD and I've walked out like, yeah, I can use that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But do you go to PDs that you're forced to go to or that you choose to go to?
It's a combination of both, because on some PD days, they give you like a list that you can pick with, like that you could pick from. But even the mm-hmm. ones that I pick, I'm just like, I've already seen this.
Mm-hmm.
I've already seen this. I've seen it on TikTok. I actually have it saved to do in the future. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Particularly those beginning of the year PDs, I don't understand why we have to take them over and over again each year.
Over it.
Mm-hmm. If nothing changes, I feel like we shouldn't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting the same homelessness. The same
airborne pathogens.
I've been getting the same PDs since I started teaching in 2014, and
yeah.
One thing y'all need to know about your girl is that I hate having my time wasted. I hate it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like PDs are a waste of my time.
I've been to a few that I've really enjoyed in the last few years, but they were not forced PDs. I got to choose them.
Mm.
And the first one that comes to mind is it's called ACTM, and it's Alabama Teacher Alabama Conference Teachers of Mathematics or something.
Okay, that's all right.
So it's like, yeah, so it's statewide. Now, the best part about this conference is they send out a list. You get to choose the sessions you want to attend. It's for 2 days.
Mm.
But the sessions are put on by teachers still inside the classroom.
Mm. That's good.
And I feel like the ones that I play on my phone on, or I work on other things, or I'm on my laptop, not paying attention, I'm not taking notes, are the ones that, one, we're forced to go to, mm-hmm. but two, are put on by companies. Or, well, they're normally put on by companies, but they're put on by companies that are so far removed from the classroom, you don't know what it's like anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, who are you to sit up there and tell me mm-hmm. about all these great things mm-hmm. that your company and your platform can do and your resource, but you haven't been in the classroom?
Mm-hmm.
These kids have an attention span of 10 minutes, and that's it. And you want me to put them on a Chromebook for an hour to do your program? They're not going to do it, ma'am. And I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but you're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the difference for me is, like, if I get to choose it and it's something I'm passionate about,
mm-hmm.
like a few years ago, I guess it was 2 years now, Jessica and I, Medley, went on the Teacher Hideout cruise where we met Jerry Brooks, Miss Chang, all those people. And we truly did come back with a notebook full of things that we had learned.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I felt like I got so much out of that. I don't know about Delaware, but yeah. Alabama is very, very, very weird about teachers attending out of state PDs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't approve it because it doesn't make sense to me, because I would want to learn from teachers in other states.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, maybe we don't have the same standards, and no, maybe we don't give the same state assessment, but, like, at the end of the day, we're still teachers.
Yeah.
And I can learn from you even if you're in Arkansas or Maryland mm-hmm. or New York or California or Washington State or Florida. Like, I can still learn something mm-hmm. from you.
Well,
so why are nationwide conferences like Get Your Teach On or Born to Teach or Teach Your Heart Out, those big ones, they're so expensive mm-hmm. for teachers to attend, but they're the most beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And to answer your question, you're not going to learn much from Delaware, because I think we're number 44 for education right now. Number 44.
We are lower. Get your cold cuts. Get your cold cuts.
You are not lower than us.
Yes, we are.
What number are you?
Let me look it up.
What number are you? Because they just had a whole article.
What do I do?
The crazy thing is just, like, people are not ready to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't want to have the conversation, the things that need to be done to fix it. But that's a teacher chat for another day. It's for another day. I want to know who's number one. Who is number one?
We're 43.
Okay, so you're right above us. Twin.
Right above you.
Where have you been? Nobody knows me.
Knows me like you do. Yep.
That's crazy. Yep. I want to know who number one is. Because,
I don't even know. You looked that up. But you're right. Like, I think... Again, it's just when you get so far removed from the classroom and you lose sight of, like, today's kids, you don't need to be coming and talking to me until you have spent or walked a mile in my shoes.
I know this is a lie.
Who is it?
Here's the thing. I'm getting conflicting answers. The okay. AI overview says Massachusetts is... considered the most educated state in the United States. However, I'm looking at this article. Let me click it because this does not make any sense. If you were to guess...
I forgot Massachusetts was a state, to be honest with you.
This does not make any sense. What state did they say?
I can tell you the lowest ones first.
Go ahead.
Lowest ones are going to be Mississippi.
Okay.
Alabama.
Okay.
The Dakotas.
Okay.
I know Georgia's higher than us, but I don't think Georgia would be like in the teens. Maybe Louisiana would be one of the... Arkansas's pretty low.
Mm. Mm.
Who is it?
So, it says, number one in education, number nine in best states overall. Florida.
Don't say New York. Oh, okay.
Florida?
Florida. I wouldn't have guessed that. I would not have guessed that.
Florida?
I didn't think that they had good, like, scores.
Here's the thing. It says number 10 for pre-K to 12, but number one for higher education.
Well, higher education would be colleges, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. So number 10 for what we do.
Yes.
Me and you. Okay. I wouldn't have put them that high.
Utah is number two.
You know, I would have thought.
But then it says two in education, but number six in pre-K to 12, and number five in higher education.
I could see Utah because they don't really have a whole lot going on out there.
Yeah. Jersey's four.
That's where Snooki and them are from. No.
Wyoming is seven.
Well, they ain't got nothing else to do out there.
But learn.
I mean, what else they gonna do?
Wow, this is crazy. New York is 12. Okay, we didn't make the top 10, but that's okay. You said the Dakotas. Okay. South Dakota is 15.
Really?
But 29 in pre-K to 12, 7 in higher education. That's crazy.
That is. I would think, like, states, like Washington State, I would think would be pretty high.
Yeah, definitely.
I would think Maine.
They're 13.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think, like, Maine would be pretty high. One, because Maine has a lower population rate. And when you do the, what is it, per capita or whatever, there's just not a lot of people there.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Wow.
Where's Texas?
Number 29.
So I feel like they get conflict. Okay.
Number 29, 28 in pre-K to 12, 23 in higher education.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm still just, ooh, Delaware says 33. 42 pre-K to 12.
Oh, 42. Okay.
Wow. That's amazing. Happy to be
here. But tying that into PD though, okay. So what I would want to know is why can we not know more of what those top five states are doing?
Right?
Why is it, why are we gatekeeping?
Right? Share the wealth. We're all going
to
grow up.
I want my kids to be in the top five.
We're all going to grow up and be functional adults.
Yeah. Well, we hope.
I mean, based on these numbers.
Yeah.
Not really looking like. But I just don't understand why we're not all on the same accord. Or if one state is doing it better than the other, why we can't not adopt that. Yeah. Because 100%. Education is literally the foundation for everything. In order to do anything, you have to learn. Mm-hmm. Where do you first start learning? In school.
Yep. Yep.
It truly does not make any sense to me.
I would love to know
what PDs they going to. They probably going to good PDs.
I've never done this before, but the school that I'm at now does book studies every semester. Yeah.
That's an optional thing. I usually opt out because I don't got time to read.
Yeah.
Outside of.
But you know. I could see the benefit because books could be nationwide. Mm-hmm. So like you could read a book and adapt principles to it in Delaware. Mm-hmm. And I could read the same book and adapt principles to it in Alabama, which could keep us very cohesive as a nation.
Yeah.
I can see that benefit.
Mm-hmm.
But I still want to know what these top five schools are doing. I also think teachers should put on more PDs and not companies.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to send somebody down here from your million-dollar company and tell me who makes pennies on the dollar.
Mm-hmm. But I was just looking. So I was just looking at like jobs in ed tech, and I can't remember what company it was, but the job was essentially that you were putting on PDs for that company, but they all, one of the requirements is that you have to have experience in like a K-12 setting for a certain amount of years. It's just, my question is when are you too far removed? Because if I'm leaving my job to go do this to teach other teachers.
Exactly.
Then when?
Exactly. Is it 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, you know, 4 years?
Like, do I have to go back in the classroom like at the end of every year to figure out what's the new hip hop thing in education? Yeah. Or like, you know, I'm curious. I'm curious for that because I feel like a lot of teachers are jumping ship and doing that and going into doing things like that. But when am I going to be the teacher that nobody wants to listen to anymore? Because like, oh, she hasn't taught in 7 years.
Nothing wrong with progressing your career and doing that and leaving the classroom.
Yeah.
I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, but you do raise a good question because I can tell you the second that the presenter walks in if I'm going to be interested or not. And I hate that I'm saying that because that is me being judgmental. But if you literally look like my grandma, you have nothing to offer me.
Meemaw!
I'm sorry.
Meemaw, what you finna tell me?
They still had chalkboards when you were in the classroom, baby.
And those are disgusting.
Like,
those are disgusting.
That's what I'm saying is like, I've already tuned you. That's horrible to say because it is me saying that I judge the presenters. And I do, but you can't say that you don't. The second you walk in and you're old, I'm sorry. I don't feel like you're going to offer me anything that I don't already know.
It's been very rare that a school PD has like surprised me and been like, oh my gosh. Like there's been a few that I've been like, oh my God, this is really, I'm sorry. I'm messing with my hair over here. Just, there we go. Yeah. But there's been a couple that I've been like, oh, this was surprisingly.
Yeah.
This caught me off guard in a good way. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to be honest. Whenever those PD days come, I always come in with a negative attitude. Mm-hmm. Why? Because there's 75 other things that I need to do for this classroom than sit in this PD.
Yeah.
And another thing about PDs. You know what you know what really grinds my gears? When principals go around, they're like, oh, can you put together a PD for our PD day? About what? I didn't volunteer. Why?
So answer me this, though, because I don't know how your certificates work in Delaware. Do you have to renew your certificate every 5 years?
It's every something. I don't know. The website reminded me. I think I just renewed mine like last year, the year before, or something like that.
When you renew it, do you have to have a certain amount of PD hours?
I believe so. Yes, correct.
So same. Us too.
So every PD that we sign up for, you know, essentially goes to the
credit for it.
Yeah. Which, great. Love that for me.
Yeah. But it gets redundant.
But why is it that PDs are going to qualify if I should still be teaching?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure why they even need to be renewed. PDs,
yeah. And but why do certain PDs only count? So like, what if we had gone to get your teach on or born to teach or teach your heart out? And I, those are just the ones coming to my mind. Mm-hmm. Why do those not count towards your certificate, but state ones do? Like, I am still professionally developed. I still spent my time.
Y'all just mad because I'm having a good time doing it.
Exactly.
That's it. Y'all want me to be miserable.
I'm sorry that I can drink wine and be productive at a PD all at the same time.
It's called multitasking.
It is.
Learn.
Yeah.
I just... So. Like, I'm already not looking forward to, because I know that first week, we just going to be in back to back. Let me get in my classroom. Let me do the things that... Why don't you ask me what I would like to see a PD on? Mm-hmm. Granted, it's not much. It's going to be a very short list, okay? Mm-hmm. Ask me.
But, like, for me, I think that that's a great question you just said, because then it makes you as a teacher reflect, okay, what am I not good at I could be your teacher bestie. I'd be like, damn, Ashley does small groups so well. Mm-hmm. So like I love
small groups. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
So fun.
So then I would be like, she does that really good. I actually don't do that very well. I want to know more about that. So if I get to pick and tell you what PD I want, I'm also reflecting as a teacher, which is what you want us to do to be better. So then give me a quality PD on what I'm telling you is one of my weaknesses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just seems very just rewashed.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a certain amount of ways that you can teach me the same thing over and over again before
I'm
no longer impressed.
I agree. Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, let us know in the comments how you feel about PD. And should me and Ashley do a PD?
I don't even know what I would do a PD on, honestly.
I don't either.
Honestly, because I at this point, like, somebody would have to come in, see me teach, and be like, oh, that was cool. Teach me more about that. Because
I'm just doing
my job. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
I'm just doing my job day in and day out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clock in, clock out.
Mm-hmm. Sure do.
I feel you.
Sure do. Well, you got to get to bed. You got work tomorrow.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. Ugh, I have meet the teacher tomorrow.
Ooh. We just got the emails today from like the parent side, like, 2024, 25, 20, school year. I was like,
yeah. I'm literally going to go downstairs, drink a bit of water, and wash my face and go to bed.
Nice. I'm going to not do that.
Okay.
But as always, the bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
So I'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims.
Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.